At the Game Awards for 2023, Xbox revealed they are working with Arkane Lyon on Marvel's Blade. And there are a lot of questions about a new superhero game, but the biggest question of all is, will Blade be exclusive to Xbox? This is Cole Eastwood. Thank you so much for checking out this video. Today, we're going to talk about Marvel Blade, the new game from Arkane Lyon, and will it be Xbox exclusive? If you end up enjoying this video, let me know by liking it, subscribing to the channel, and let's talk about Marvel's Blade. Arkane Lyon, the studio under Bethesda from France, is currently under development for Marvel's Blade. Now, it's very important to note that this Arkane team is the one behind Prey and the recent Deathloop from 2021, not Arkane Austin that made Redfall earlier this year. Blade is a third-person action-adventure sim vampire slayer set in France and looks to be highly stylized. The excitement of bringing this iconic vampire killer character to Xbox is something that fans have been asking for a long time, as the PlayStation platform is currently working with Spider-Man and Wolverine. This exciting announcement has been completely overshadowed by Bethesda's ambiguity and Xbox's reluctance to be transparent and forefront with their exclusivity. This is a very complicated and deeply layered issue that needs to be addressed when fans are asking more questions about exclusivity than they are about what the game Blade will be. Partnerships with game franchises. Xbox is ready to showcase Indiana Jones, a game they partnered through Bethesda Softworks and working with Disney's Lucas Games. Indiana Jones was showcased months before Xbox closed their acquisition with Bethesda. After a full year, Xbox's Phil Spencer finally admitted that Indiana Jones will be exclusive to the Xbox platform, but only after being on record in court. Starfield and Elder Scrolls 6 were later revealed to be Xbox exclusive.
And yes, it's exclusive.
And prior games like Deathloop, Ghostwire Tokyo reveals in the reveal showcase trailers never showed which platforms it would be on at the end of the trailer. But the trailer was only shown for Marvel's Blade on the Bethesda YouTube channel and the Marvel channel, and it did not get a version uploaded to Xbox's channel, only linked, which only makes this mystery harder to understand. Xbox's relationship with Bethesda. Bethesda wants to keep their independence while also being funded by Microsoft and Xbox. It's pretty obvious that Bethesda still wants to remain independent and let the games do the talking and not the platform to a fault. If Bethesda wants to continue to have their own autonomy and function under Xbox without the logo, I think it's time for Xbox leadership to override this and make the platform cohesive with all of their studios. Marvel games should only be on PlayStation.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Right now, PlayStation fans are outright begging or feel entitled to a Marvel game on their platform since they have Spider-Man and upcoming Wolverine, and that PlayStation should never miss out on big games. Unfortunately, this isn't how licensing agreements are signed. Marvel agreed to the monetary amount and the platform, and multi-platform is not part of that equation. The Xbox ecosystem makes up a large majority of the gaming world since they're available on PC, Xbox console, and Windows gaming devices, which include streaming platforms and also handhelds and mobile phones. So no, Blade wouldn't be a timed exclusive. It is being created by an Xbox studio and is planned to be a franchise on the Xbox platform. Need to know basis. Another reason why Xbox and Bethesda have not labeled the Xbox on Marvel's Blade is because of the current FTC lawsuits going on right now, as regulators are still trying to block or remove the Activision Blizzard deal that closed months ago. In fact, in the court documents that came out in 2023, it says, quote, "The complainants reference to Microsoft's recent acquisition of ZeniMax, a set of gaming studios acquired in 2020, has no relevance to the current transaction. After that transaction closed, ZeniMax's first two new games were made exclusive to PlayStation for 1 year post-launch. Xbox anticipates that three future titles, Redacted, all of which are designed to be played primarily alone or in small groups, will be exclusive to Xbox and PCs. The three future titles that are redacted here include Blade from Arcane Lyon. Knowing that Marvel's Blade is probably 5 years from release, it doesn't do anyone from the studio or the Xbox platform side any favors to say where the game is going to release while they're under eyes of scrutiny from the FTC. All it does is appease the fans that want to know where they will play Marvel's Blade. Xbox console exclusive. Sean Shopta spoke to Axios Gaming Stephen Totillo about recent acquisitions and franchise partnerships, and this relates to Xbox and their deals with Indiana Jones and possibly for Blade with Disney and Marvel. Sean says, on renegotiating the Indiana Jones game terms at the request of Microsoft to make it Xbox and PC exclusive, after Microsoft bought its own development studio, with, quote, Xbox still being one of the bigger marketplaces for games, we didn't feel like we were going to be overly exclusionary. We felt like it's still going to reach a broad set of folks, and we felt financially and strategically for the game. That made sense at the time, close quote. This is still the same approach that Xbox would be using for Blade from Arcane Lyon. Another reason, which we'll cover in the next video, is that it's very possible that this game is set for the next generation Xbox console in 2027 or 2028. And it's too early to label where the game will be available, as it's just too soon to say. This means that Xbox wouldn't bother putting the Xbox Series S or X logos at the end of the trailer if they didn't know which console it would fully release on. Which, why couldn't they just put an Xbox logo at the end or coming to Xbox, PC, and Game Pass? Unfortunately, being ambiguous does not allow Marvel's Blade game to speak for itself, and it's only riled up the game's media and fans asking why Xbox is hiding their plans for exclusivity. But it also riles up engagement and mystique for new games coming to Xbox, and that plan to drive Xbox in the market media cycle, personally I think is the type of engagement and publicity that is not good for Xbox. And in their current situation of several years of inconsistency, they should be shouting from the rooftops when they have something big for their fans and anybody who plays within their ecosystem. Looking at all of this, I feel very confident that the final answer is that Marvel's Blade is Xbox exclusive. I still think Xbox needs to become cohesive with Bethesda and ZeniMax to emblazon the Xbox logo and become one entity creating games for their customers. I'm highly doubtful that this game is set to be timed exclusive or that in the future Xbox themselves are going multi-plat. Marvel's Blade isn't coming until 2027. And with the pedigree of Arcane Lyon and their passion for creating gritty action RPGs, we have a lot to look forward to when we finally get to see gameplay revealed for Marvel's Blade in the near future.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This is Colt Eastwood. Thank you so much for checking out this video. We haven't seen hardly anything about Arcane Lyon's Marvel's Blade, and just a short trailer only gives us an idea of art style and some brief description of what the game will be. But everyone's asking, is it going to be exclusive? Now, I have to say right up front, I'm not happy about Xbox announcing another game possibly 5 years from release, which means we probably won't hear back from Marvel's Blade for a couple of years when they do another reveal, and then we'll get gameplay the year before and then a release in 2027. I'm going to dive in on this channel about the next generation console. There is a very good chance that Xbox is actually pushing for consoles more frequently and not following the same model as PlayStation. I'll get into all that in a new video. If you ended up enjoying this one, let me know by liking and subscribing to the channel. Hit the bell to be notified of new content. If you want to further support the channel, you can hit the join button below. That gets you early access to videos, monthly merch giveaways on the channel of your choice, and you can get in the XSC Podcast Club. Also, join the Patreon. Link is in the description. That has a lot of benefits, and that's a good place where we all hang out and talk about what's going on in the gaming news. And that gaming news comes in long form every Monday for Ecstasy Podcast. There, Mag and I talk about the gaming news. We talk about what's going on. We dive into some of the games we're playing and some behind the scenes stuff going on with industry insiders and all kinds of leaks and rumors. Check that out. That's 5 p.m. Pacific time and 8 p.m. Eastern time on Mondays. Also available on all of your podcast platforms. But I want to know what you think about this. Given all the information I've given you, what are the chances that this is Xbox exclusive? I hope it makes it clear, and I really hope Xbox steps up and kind of fixes this problem. They've created a big problem by not telling us where the game's going. So while you're there, let me know in the comment section. As I always say, be nice.